This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello, my name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And we are doing something different today for the Toastmasters podcast. We are actually in the elevator at the Hilton Bonnet Creek Hotel Toastmasters Convention, and we are going to be interviewing people on basically an elevator speech. What are we going to be asking them, Ryan?
We're going to ask them what one tip they can share about communication or leadership.
We're Beau and Ryan with the Toastmasters International Podcast. So we wanted to ask you, what is the one piece of leadership or public speaking advice you would give listeners?
Lobby.
You're tipping me up?
No, we need to ask you.
what a piece of advice.
Advice. You have about 5 seconds.
Maybe got me on the spot. One piece of good advice at Toastmasters, that's for you.
Right.
Okay. I think it make you more competent.
More competent
when you're speaking.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
What's your name and where you're from?
Valentine, yeah, with Barbados.
Barbados.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
What one piece of advice on public speaking or leadership could you provide our listeners?
Can I have a minute to think about the question?
You only have one floor.
How about always be prepared?
Oh, thanks.
Floor.
Practice.
Great.
And always be prepared. Preparation is key.
And your name and where you're from?
Denise Edwards, San Francisco.
All right. Thanks, Denise.
What's your name and where you're from?
Peter Kosuwan, District 42, Edmonton, Canada.
All right, Peter. What one piece of advice on communication or leadership could you give our listeners?
Just what you talk about. Listen.
Listen.
Right.
Listening.
We emphasize listening, but very seldom do we listen.
Yes.
So pay attention to what is being said.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, Peter.
Can you say that again?
What was that? We weren't listening.
Thanks, Peter.
Okay.
What would you like to know?
What's your name and where are you from?
Herb Long from California.
All right.
39.
Herb, what one piece of advice would you give our listeners on communication or leadership?
Learn from the best.
Learn from the best.
Get a mentor. Stick with him.
Lobby.
And just work the program.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Introduce yourself quickly. Hello. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Nancy Liberi. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Yes. I could tell that Pennsylvania accent. What one piece of advice would you give our listeners to about communication and leadership?
Just come to international convention.
That's it.
You learn a lot. I learned so much.
Yes.
Just being here.
Is this your first time?
No. Ever since I joined Toastmasters 4 years ago,
I
come to international convention.
Is that you, Bobby? All right.
Thank
good
you.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I love
have
it.
A good day.
Thank you.
That's me.
Right.
Levesque
Farrow, remember?
Oh, nice. What one piece of advice would you give our listeners on communication or leadership?
I would have to say that if you go to Toastmasters, have an open mind and have lots of fun because you'll learn so much.
Perfect. Thank you. And your name and where you're from?
Monique Levesque Farrow, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, District 64.
Thank you. We're Beau and Ryan from the Toastmasters podcast.
Oh, wow.
Who are you and where are you from?
I'm Amy Jackson. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Hi. What one piece of advice could you give our listeners on communication or leadership?
What advice I can give?
One piece.
Oh, to just talk about how wonderful Toastmasters is and what it gives to you for leadership and speaking skills.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. For asking. Going down.
We're Beau and Ryan with the Toastmasters podcast. The Toastmasters podcast. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm from to Mexico.
Mexico.
Yes.
Mexico.
Yes. And my English is little.
Okay. What would you say to other Toastmasters?
What do you say?
Yeah, would you tell them? What one piece of advice?
KT says sobre Toastmasters.
Ah, es excelente.
Excelente.
Sí.
All right.
Excelente.
Bueno.
Is this your floor?
Okay. Oh, excuse me.
Where are you from?
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
Wayne Mercer, Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, Canada.
Wayne, how are you doing?
Good.
Okay. Well, one piece of advice would you give our listeners about communication or leadership?
One piece of advice is always be prepared. Know your audience.
Nice.
Speaking of, what floor are you going to today, Wayne?
Oh. Ryan will press the button for you. Lobby.
Thank you.
That's service.
See, now you have time to say something else.
Well, one of the things that I've always told the new members coming in, it's not about where you are now, it's where you're going to be tomorrow.
Excellent.
And always take the time to understand what the project's about.
Thank you. Wayne, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting
you. You guys are fellow Toastmasters, right?
Yes.
All right. We're Beau Bennett and Ryan Levesque with the Toastmasters podcast. What one piece of advice would you give our listeners about communication and leadership?
Keep practicing.
Keep practicing?
Be honest.
Yeah.
Anything?
Be yourself.
Be yourself?
Listen and take the feedback.
All right. Wonderful. Where are you guys from?
Las Vegas.
Chile.
Chile. Founders District.
California.
All right. Nice to meet you.
This is Bill. We don't want help.
Oh, okay. Good. Now you get to tell me your names.
Victoria Dotson.
Linda Ulrich.
Cheryl Baker.
Carolyn Pelletier.
All right. Nice to meet you guys.
Thanks
to you. We're Beau Bennett and Ryan Levesque with the Toastmasters podcast. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Bev LeBlanc and I'm from Lethbridge,
Alberta. Oh, nice to meet you. What one piece of advice would you give our listeners about communication and leadership?
Going
morning.
Down.
Morning.
Do everything you can for others and do it with kindness and grace and patience.
That's wonderful. Thank you. So what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Dana Sobel and I'm from Albany, New York.
New York.
Where?
What one piece of advice would you give Toastmasters on communication or leadership?
Oh, I have no clue.
Just one piece of advice.
Stay positive.
Stay positive. Excellent. Well done.
Going up.
Toastmasters podcast, have you heard of it?
It
doesn't matter if you did. What's your name and where are you from?
Bernie, and I'm from Winnipeg, Canada.
All right. What one piece of advice would you give our listeners about communication or leadership?
Going down.
Join Toastmasters.
Join Toastmasters. What if they're already Toastmasters? Then stick with it?
Yes. Yeah, become part of the executive and leadership, area governor, whatever else.
Right, instead of just speaking, actually take a role. Good. How long have you been with Toastmasters?
6 years now.
Oh, good. And I take it you took a leadership position, right?
Yes.
Going down.
Within the club only, though.
Yeah?
So far, yeah.
Are you going to go within the district?
Yes, but I've always been interested in contests, so
that's
why I came here to represent my district.
You're representing the district. Great. Well done. When do you do that? The semifinals?
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday, and how'd you do?
Not bad. I placed third.
Oh, okay. Good. You get a trophy?
Yeah, a little trophy.
Nice. Got something to show for it. Well, congratulations. Good for you.
Well, thanks.
Thanks for your advice. Bye-bye.
Toastmasters podcast.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Steven Sikowski, Houston, Texas.
All right, Steven. What one piece of advice could you give our listeners on communication or leadership?
Join Toastmasters.
Well said. Sir, would you happen to be a Toastmaster?
Hang on. Just let me check. Yes, I am.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Mark Hunter from Brisbane, Australia.
Oh, okay. Your name sounds familiar.
He's dead and I'm not.
Talked to him six times.
What one piece of advice on speaking would you give our listeners, Mark?
Be authentic. If you're not authentic, an audience will pick it and you'll lose the audience.
Great, sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
Good.
We're Beau and Ryan with the Toastmasters podcast. What's your name and where are you from?
James Haggerty from Ireland.
Oh.
From District 71.
Great.
That includes the UK and all of the UK and all of Ireland.
Super. What one piece of advice could you give our listeners on communication or leadership?
Well, I think that it's important to be pleasant with people when you meet them, to greet them, to make a connection with them before you try to pass over any information to them.
Ooh, so did I do a poor job breaking the ice?
You broke the ice quite well, and thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for your advice. Take care.
Podcast.
The Toastmasters podcast. What's your name and where are you from?
Pat Peason.
Pat, where are you from?
Virginia.
What district?
66.
Pat, what one piece of advice would you give Toastmasters on communication or leadership?
Would I give them?
Yeah.
Going down.
I would say that they're doing a great job right now the way they're doing it. Keep on doing it the way they're doing it.
Keep doing it.
Keep trucking along.
Don't quit.
So good, yeah.
All right, good stuff. Thanks. You're a fellow Toastmaster, right?
That's right.
Competed in the international contest before. right?
Actually, yesterday.
Yesterday you did?
With the gentleman who was here.
Oh, good. Good job. What's your name? Where are you from?
Jay Gamash from Montreal, Canada.
What one piece of advice would you give Toastmasters on communication or leadership?
What? You're asking me to give you an advice?
Yeah. No, one piece of advice for for Toastmasters.
Yeah.
Compete.
It's the fast track.
Good stuff.
It's the fast track.
Podcast? And what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Virginia Wasserman, and I'm from Chicagoland.
Hi, Virginia. What one piece of advice would you give Toastmasters on communication or leadership?
Communication is essential. Follow up and stay in touch.
Okay, good.
Leadership, volunteer for a role, and work with other members, mentor. Get out of your club, go to other clubs, come to meetings, come to conferences.
And elevators.
And elevators.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up for our elevator speech experience. What do you think, Ryan?
Although I think this just goes to show that Toastmasters are rarely at a loss for words.
I was very impressed with how prepared most people were. Talking in the elevator, we were thinking, would we be able to just come up and say something? One piece of advice? I don't know.
I'm still trying to think of the one piece of advice I'd give.
I would say, stay away from two creepy guys in the elevator with an iPhone asking you questions.
Or report them to the hotel staff immediately.
All right. So for next time, my name is Bo Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And take care, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.